Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Double Z, episode 322. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by
RPG Mini Echo 5
and Trioptical.
So I've got so much from playing, and then pre-3 2016, basically for like the rest of the podcast, because like that's all the news is. That's all the middle segment is, and that's all you came to hear about, because it's like, dude, E3's next week, and it's like, is your body ready? Because I know mine is. It's like, oh, I'm already feeling it. It's like, I'm trying to like be a bit. No, must not submit to the hype. I couldn't. There's like a new Deus Ex gameplay video. I'm trying not to watch it because it's like I'm already ready for the game. I want to pre-order the game, but I got my rule of like, if it's more than 2 weeks away, I can't pre-order it because, you know, how many games have been delayed when it's like, oh, it's almost here, Uncharted 4, just saying, and you know. Yeah, it's like I'm not doing it anymore, so. But I guess we can start with what we've been playing, and I know what I wasn't playing this week, Destiny, because I tried to play, and it was like, Hey, Dagan! Hey, you wanna have your internet crap out? My internet crapped out. And then I got on after internet crapped out, and the raid was not going good for the raid team. And then my internet crapped out, well, it didn't happen again, but it was like, I was having issues still, and I was like, you know what, F this crap. And I went to watch documentaries on Netflix to heal my soul, so, you know. Cause raid night's like the one time a week I can get together with my friends and have a fun time. And then the internet was like, You're not having any of it taken. I was like, whatever, man. So that happened.
So Destiny's new way of trolling you is not letting you play.
It wasn't
to leave with your internet.
Kind of funny when you think about it.
Hey, internet, you want to do something funny? You want to see something funny?
Hilarious. It's also funny that he actually named the game when he didn't play it, but he refuses to name it when he does play it. He's weird.
Hey, man, okay. I'm not gonna say I was jonesing for some Destiny, because I definitely wasn't. I just wanted to play. And then didn't let me. So, yeah. And like, the first time, it wasn't the game's fault, it was my internet's fault, because, like, all my lights on my modem just, like, went out. And then, like, it was trying to restart, and then, like, the lights would come on, and they just go blank, and I was like, what's going on? And they just did that for, like, a minute, like, 30 minutes. I was like, this probably isn't going to be fixed anytime soon. And I laid down, and then I fell asleep. And then I woke up. I saw I had a party invite like 13 minutes ago. I was like, oh, well, they're still playing. And then I joined the party and it was not going good. So I was like, on the one hand, I didn't get to raid. But on the other hand, Tekken stock probably went up because they're like, man, if Tekken was here, we wouldn't have any of these problems. But you know, I wasn't there. So yeah.
I feel like that's not what was said.
And then, yeah, it's plenty of like gamer tweet out after they're done. Like, man, I shouldn't have checked. New people welcome on our LFG search results, because, oh, why?
Mistakes were made.
But besides that, Switch Galaxy Ultra, I think I'm done. There weren't any credits, but there's no more stages. So I guess I'm done. I don't know. And then I did the trophy list, and there wasn't any trophy list for, like doing all the stages. It's like there's a trophy for, like, getting gold for all the times, and then there's a trophy for, like, clearing all the stages without upgrading your ship all the way, but there's no trophy for, like, just clearing all the stages. And I was like, so am I done? So now I'm gonna, like, reread the comic in the game and see if it's, like, at an end point, and it's like, if it isn't, it's like, oh, I guess I finished it, so I guess we'll see. But besides those two games, the only game I played was Mirror's Edge Catalyst, and ooh, it's fun, but it's, man, it's, I will reference it like it's a Nintendo game, because it's like, you're playing it, and it's fun, but then the story's just like, what's going on here? Like, man, just narrative. It wasn't the strong point of the first game, but man, play this one, it's just like, you can see they tried, but it's just like, they tried too hard, but swing and a miss, and then it just got weirder after that. It's just like, man, I can see this twist coming, twist happens, and it just keeps getting weirder, and it's like, why do they keep going with this? This is where they're going.
Were there aliens?
There were not aliens. There was just...
Then it's not weird enough. It's not weird enough.
There was just weird stuff going on of like, why did they choose this dramatic...
Was there time travel?
No, there was not.
Were there psychic powers?
No, there weren't any psychic powers.
Were there mutations? I feel like...
This game has nothing weird, to do with like aliens and stuff like that. It isn't.
I mean, none of this sounds weird to me. I don't know.
Then your weirdness quotient is just a bit too high then. But I did enjoy it. It was fun. The fighting is like nice and stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of like the first game where like it's like it's best when you're at motion or at full speed. Gotta go fast, Sonic style, and then like it's like weird because they added like the whole grappling hook thing, and I don't know, it doesn't bother me. It's just I don't know, like that and the, like the little thingy that you use to like turn stuff off that like explodes. I forgot what it's called. Combustion. It's not combustion. It's some other thing. Disables like fans and drones and stuff. It's like why did they do this? Like before it was just like parkour, jumping all over the place, locomotion, doing stuff, traversing the area, and now it's all I'm doing that. But then they added to it, so I guess they boosted it a bit. But then it's like it kind of lost a bit of like what made it so great when you just had to jump and run. Now you can grapple hook, and I kind of feel like I'm playing Metroid Prime with those parts. And I'm like, well, at least I get a sweet game that's kind of like Metroid Prime, but not Metroid Prime because I have like a grapple hook and then a little disruptor beam, but it only shoots one thingy at a time, and I can't use it on or very limited in ammo. But hey, it's nice to win things. So
wait, you have to? Are there sections where you have to do these things?
Grapple, yes.
Or what about the, disruptor, like, turn off drones and stuff?
Disruptor thingy? Not really. There's just parts where, you're, like, if you're going through an area and there's, there's, like, a path that you're following, the only way to get through the area is, like, there's a fan and you have to, like, shut it off, so you have to, like, use your disruptor thingy.
While you're running, though? Can you do it, like,
you can't do it while you're running. You kind of have to, like, stop and then do it. Because if you go through the fans while it's going, you're going to die. So.
But you can't, like... You know, I'm imagining, like, running towards the fan and then shutting it off.
You can't do it while you're
and
running.
Then slide in.
No.
That.
Because the animation for the fan is, like, awesome. Still going until it, like, stops. And it's like, oh, no, I can go through.
So can't hit it from, like, a distance? Nope. Like, snipe it?
Nope.
And then...
snipe it. Don't think that's how disruptors work.
And then, I played all the story missions. I did, like, one side quest, I think. And then, like, that was, like, the first one. And then the rest were optional, because I was like, whatever, I don't care about the story. Or, like, I don't care about these side quests. I just played the story, which was weird. And I was like, and I played the story, I was like, do I want to go back and do the side quests? I mean, I'll go back and do them, but, I don't know, man. It's weird, like, playing this game. I was like, if there weren't so many Far Cry games since the last Far Cry game and since the last Mirror's Edge, I probably would like this more. But because Far Cry is just, like, so good at, like, open world, and, like, this game is kind of, like, the same thing, but A, without guns, B, without vehicles, C, without a lot of the cool stuff in Far Cry.
So then it's not the same at all.
It's like a stripped-down Far Cry where, like, you just use your hands to fight, and then... But it's like less, you can just see as you play the game that it's very limited compared to like something else that's of the same game in the like same budget range of like, this is the production values that I expect out of this type of game. And this game took this long to make, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Mirror's Edge still holds a place in my heart. But it's like, there's things that have come along that have like dethroned it from where it once held its amazing place of being the thing I was like, oh, this is so awesome. And then I went back and played like the old one. Doesn't hold up as much as good as I thought it would. I was playing that and I was like, man, I am dying a lot. And I'm getting a bit frustrated. And I was like, this is weird. Cause like, back in the day, I was like, man, this game's amazing. And I go back to play it and I'm like, it doesn't hold up quite as well. But, whatever. Frostbite Engine, still is amazing. So Mass Effect Andromeda, yeah. Still, every time I play a Frostbite Engine game, so you know, still looking forward to that. Cause there was some delicious visuals in this game of just like, wow, that was cool, that was cool, that was cool, and the cutscenes are awesome, the character models are really good, and just, so good.
So good?
Yep, so good.
So good.
And the music wasn't as good, because it's like ambient and atmospheric, it's not all like, I don't know, there wasn't a song in this game like Still Alive in the first one where it's like, it just like comes in and you're like, oh yeah, I'm pumped now, doing my thing as Faith, oh yeah, because no, none of that. So, I turned off all the, I also turned off, like, all the user-generated stuff, because I was, like, I saw the first one, and I was, like, this is distracting, and I turned, like, and then I just, like, turned, I only had, like, the default ones that are in the world on, because I was, like, I don't want to keep playing and, like, stumbling across people's usernames of, like, something that they did, and I'm trying to do my job as a runner, okay? You're distracting me, other people, so get out of my world. I turn it off. So I guess I'll go back and check those, but they're mostly like just races or something, so it's like whatever, nothing important, but fetch quests up the wazoo in this game, because there's a lot of collectibles, and I was like,
isn't that like her job? I mean,
yeah, the way they set it up, it is kind of, it's like their job to like be couriers and cap regulars, so they do the whole transportation thing, but man, there's so much of it. It's like, that was this necessary? It just kind of screams.
It's necessary because it's her job.
For stuff to do that was We could have been working on other stuff to put in here that's not this stuff. But hey, whatever, man. Whatever. Or when you finish this game, which is not that long, because I finished in one sitting. It's like, I mean, that being said, I couldn't put the controller down, so I was just like, I was just so pumped to, like, beat that in Mirror's Edge. I was just like, oh yeah, and then like, at a certain point, like, and it was at the end, even though it's like 6 in the morning, I was like, I'm not stopping until I'm done. And then it was like, yeah, I finished it. And it's like, oh, I feel good about myself, so. Score 1 for Tekken, And, yeah, Mirror's Edge. I enjoyed it, but the stories were weird, so. I would say if you're not super into it, just wait for a sell, because...
Not that weird.
Also not that long, just like the first game, but it's longer than the first game. You will enjoy it if you enjoy the first game, because there's this... everything that was cool about the first game is in here, and, like, better, but it just... The story's just... Man, just... It's like you're playing it, and it's like, well, I guess at a certain point you don't really need the motivation to play it, because it's just like, well, more Mirror's Edge, and then that's all that matters. And it's like, yeah, the story's not helping, so whatever. So could have been worse, I guess, but yeah. And that's all I've been playing.
Does Skype sound very robot-y to anyone?
Sometimes.
Okay. Ah, Skype. Yeah, the only thing I've been playing this week is Paragon. Been playing a ton of it. On Tuesday, when the Essentials Edition came out, the boxed copy of free-to-play game Paragon, I was like, oh, it's time to go on and, like, play with lots of new people. But I guess there's some sort of matchmaking in place, because I was matched with a lot of people who had the Master Skins unlocked, which is basically you get to level 10 of your character. And I have over 2 days now of game time, and I don't have a single level 10 character. So there's been, I guess there's than people who have played way more than I have. But it's great. I'm really getting into customizing my sort of my card loadout. Because I found my Murdoch is fine now. And then I started playing as Howitzer, the cat in the robo suit. And I found that I get to a point, we get to the late game, and my damage is just it's around 500 with my skills. And it's just not enough. Like, I have to hit them with my skill thing 4 or 5 times before they die. And it's like, ah, this is so, cause it, you know, with the skills, there's a cooldown. So, trying to figure out how to power up my howitzer. Was it this week? I had the best game. I almost quit playing after it, cause I'm never gonna play a game like that again. It was so awesome. It was like,
too good.
It ended past midnight. The game took an hour and like 20 minutes. So it was like a 80 minute game. And it was so cool because my team was getting wrecked throughout most of the game. We were getting destroyed.
Wrecked, guys.
And, you know, the way that the map is designed, it gets easier for the defending team the longer the game goes on. Kind of, because the towers that you have to defend that are closest to your core are much closer to each other than the towers that were, like, further out. And so you can run between them very quickly and kill all the minion waves, which allows you to level up a lot faster. And so it's sort of, like, it gives you hope that you can make a comeback somehow. And, yeah, the way that all of my decks are built, you know, it's the glass cannon build, but it means that I need lots of card points before I get to being super powerful. And it was, so we were getting destroyed up until I think like the 45 to 50 minute mark when I finally had all of my like damage equipment. And then I started hitting them and it was like, yeah, my attacks started doing so much damage to them. Guys would run up to me. Yeah, I could take 2-on-1s and I could win. There were a few kills where I was just like, I don't even know what happened. I didn't see it. the one that I remember, like a Richter, who was a tank character who can like do the scorpion move and like pull you over. I knelt down to do my ultimate like laser blast. And so since I was like not moving, he used his chain to grab me and then but I guess I was already mid laser blast animation, and so it fired as he pulled me in, Then suddenly, like, I was like, oh no, I need to get out of here. And so I was like trying to run away. And the next thing I knew, I wasn't fighting that guy anymore. I was fighting the other guy who had come up that lane. And I was like, wait a minute, what happened to Richter? Like, he just disappeared. And I went back and watched the replay. It took like over half his health when he got hit by the laser. And then I guess he tried to back up and I was backing up and firing at him at the same time, but I don't remember that at all. It took like, I think it was like two or three shots more to kill him, but I don't remember doing it. It was just weird. It was like, huh, he disappeared. And I looked up at the respawn meter. It was like, oh, he's dead. It's like, did I kill him or did something else kill him? That's so weird. But yeah, like after the 50 minute mark, what happens is, cause there's a level cap and there's also a card points cap. So it's 15 is the max level and 60 is the max, card points. And so they had reached 15 and we were still like 12 or something. And so we were just dying a lot. But once we got to the 50 minute mark, I think my whole team reached 15 and we were all pretty close to the card cap. And so it's cool. Like if you can hold out long enough, their level advantage no longer matters. You can get back on even footing. And then it comes down to like, okay, so who has built the better characters? And in that case, yeah, no one had built, I think they had all built for damage. So no one had like lots of health. No one had like energy armor. And it became, it became a game where it's like, oh, you know, usually I'm a pretty squishy character because I don't have much health and I don't walk very fast. But I was like chasing guys down and just like executing them. It was like, oh, this is awesome. And it was so cool because in the end, you know, so we won, but that wasn't the cool part. The cool part was no one left the game. No one gave up. Like at the 20 minute mark, there was someone that said GG because he thought, screwed. I died a lot already, but he never, like no one raised the vote to surrender. And their team, like, no one left either, even when, like, it started to turn around, because I guess for them, like, it felt like it was close. Like, oh, victory is in our grasp. So, you know, no one's going to leave. You know, now is the time. And they just kept pushing and we kept pushing and somehow we won. It was like, oh, that was so cool. And no one left. And I have played so few games like that. So many games. It's like, oh, we lost a tower. Vote to surrender. Oh, we lost another tower. Oh, I died twice. Vote to surrender. I'm like, what? The game has barely started. Like, you have no idea how it's going to turn out at this point. And then other times, like, the worst is they'll vote to surrender. And if the vote fails, then they just leave the game. And they did not. No one did that. And it was like, so in my later games, I've been trying something. Yeah, I thought about retiring for like a day and then was like, no, I want to play more. And I went back in and, so I don't know who this is good for, but like what I do now is I try not to steamroll other teams because if they're losing really bad or they think they're losing really bad in the beginning, they're more likely to leave. And I don't like people on the other team leaving as much as I don't want people on my team leaving. You know, I would rather it end and it's like, oh, you know, it was 5-on-5 and it was a pretty close game because everyone was playing and no one was giving up. And it's like, yeah, that's like the best game. And so in the beginning, I'll do things like I'll run after people and like I mind game them into keeping them in the game. I'll do things like I'll run after people and like just keep hitting them. And it's like, oh no, I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying. And you can tell that they're panicking because they start jumping and running, which doesn't do anything really, but they do it. And it's like, oh yeah, see, he's worried that I'm going to kill him and I'll make it close, but I won't kill him. And like, I feel like psychologically, then they're like, whew, that was really awesome that I survived. I will keep playing in this game. Sometimes, you know, if like my teammates are getting a lot of kills on them, I will run in and do something kind of reckless and get killed. And like, hopefully they'll feel it. Like when you get a kill in a game, you feel like, that was fun. I'm going to play more.
some weird reverse psychology PvP mode tactics.
Got up all up in their mental mind.
I'm sandbagging it so that they don't leave.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's like some weird analogy of like you're like the Frieza of Paragon of like, oh, well, if they just start doing better, I'll switch forms. And then I'll kick it up a notch.
My final form.
This game could go on for 80 minutes. They'll think they've won, but then I'll reach my final form. And there's even a form after this that nobody knows about. They're going to make a movie of. And they're going to make a sequel to, so you know.
Which I call yes on, because seriously. Dragon Ball Z, that series.
It was, man, yeah, so I've been doing that a lot. But it feels really weird for me. Like, on the one hand, I want, you know, full teams playing against each other. But on the other hand, it's like, is it fun for me to be, like, doing this weird sort of, like, throwing the game type stuff in the beginning? Because, like, I wonder what they feel like near the end. Like, there were a few games where I was doing that. And so it felt even until we got to a point and I was like, all right, I just want to win it. And just like turned it, you know, turned off the mind games and just started playing. And they started getting destroyed and steamrolled. And I was like, yeah. So was it actually a close game or did I just like fake it?
And when all else fails, I'll blow up the planet.
That didn't work either.
So, like, yeah, I had my best game, and then not my worst. Well, it was a really awesome game, but, man, this was, like, the longest game. It took almost 2 hours, and we lost. How did that one go? I feel like we died a lot, but they weren't, like, strategically, they were doing really stupid things. And so, like, they would have everything pushed in, and, like, everything is gone. It's just the core left. And then they wouldn't come. Or they would come individually. And we would go over as a team. It's like, oh, we gank you and gank you and gank you. And then, they weren't able to win it until at some point, I don't know, they caught us and they killed us. And it's like, oh, it's over. Yeah. Those games, man. I can see why people can sort of stand to watch hour-long matches of League of Legends. Because before, just watching Heroes of the Storm, you know, those are like 30-minute matches tops, usually. And League of Legends, they just watch so many hours, because each game takes so long, and Paragon is very similar in that way. But playing it, it's like, it is actually really cool when the game gets to that length, there is a lot of like back and forth. I was like, oh, now we have the advantage. Now they have the advantage, and it's really awesome. So, yeah, that's that.
So is it, like, officially released now, or...?
Actually, no. It's still in early access. because the first thing that they list on the boxed edition is that buying this gives you immediate access to the game, which, you know, for any other game would be obvious. But for Paragon's, I also, that means you still have to buy it in order to be able to play the game.
That's
it. Yeah. But they're continuing to add, like, little stuff. Like, not new characters, which they will, but just, like, different icons. Like, all the card packs have different icons now. Whereas before, I think they all looked identical and just had, like, different writing. There's still like a bunch of audio glitches and stuff when you're playing. Certain announcer voices, like when he says certain stuff, it gets cut off if something else happens immediately after. And today I knocked a minion into the ground and he was just like stuck in there. That's weird. Oh, and the other day a twin blast got stuck trying to jump into the forest, and it looked like he was just like caught on the tree that he tried to jump through. And I stood there for a moment trying to decide whether I should kill him or not. I was like, well, he's defenseless now, but if I don't kill him, then he's just going to be stuck there and he'll probably leave. So I'm going to kill him. Yeah. So playing a lot of that, having a lot of epic feeling matches, and occasionally epic feeling matches that are sort of staged.
Tisk. Tisk. Tisk.
I don't know. Maybe once the matchmaking is nailed down. It seems pretty good to me. Only once have I been totally steamrolled. Every other time. Oh, that one was because, like, there were two people on my team who, I guess, had just started playing. Maybe they just got the new edition. And the other team was, like, very coordinated. And my teammates just kept running out into the open, way out, you know, far into enemy territory. And like, I'm just going to shoot these little minions. They can't kill me. Ha ha. And then, like, the whole enemy team will converge around them.
It's like, oh,
and they just died over and over and over. Like, that sparrow she had, it was like 1 in 17 at the end. So good. Yeah, I think that's all I've been playing.
I'm disappointed in your tropical.
I wanted to play so much of the stuff. We'll get to that in the E3 preview.
But you did it.
Seeing other things like, oh, now I need to play the old version.
Well, I've been playing all of the games, except not really. So I played some more Smite, because unfortunately Paragon apparently is not open right now, so couldn't play Paragon. So I was playing Smite. I played a couple of like arena matches, because that's like one of the few modes, like, I guess, that's different from the usual MOBA stuff with the lanes and everything. So it's more, I guess, you can pick your gods and you can like kind of play them differently than, and it's like you can have like, I guess, like more defined roles as like a support character or the damage dealers and that kind of thing. So I played that one with Kronos, but I guess he's like primarily like supposed to be for support, because I could not kill people to save my life. And I was like, okay, you are not a damage dealer, so we're gonna have to play you a different way. So during like, there was like an arena match where I was playing, and then we were like losing by like 100 points the entire match. So then I was like, okay, this isn't working. I'm not even getting any kills, so I'm kind of like useless on my team right now, and we're losing badly. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna play as a support character and see if I can make this work. So then I started using like his different abilities to kind of like, because he has like one of his like semi-passive abilities is like he has this staff that he carries around, and there are clock hands on it that that rotate, and depending on where the hand stops on this staff, whenever you use like his accelerate ability, it does like a different buff, and one is like to heal him over time, one is like to it like boosts his spell damage, the other one like boosts characters around him or something like that. And there's four different ones, and then he also has this other ability that he shoots out this wave that looks like a giant clock, and it like stuns enemies and slows down their attack speed and stuff. So it's like I was using these things to kind of like help my team kill people, and since I couldn't do it, I was like, okay, I'll help you kill these people, it'll be easier for that. And then it's like we got down to the wire, and it was like literally 6-4, and it's like we were able to like squeak by and get our victory like right at the end. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was so close, because we pretty much should have lost that match, because we were just getting beaten the entire time, and it's like right down to the wire, and then like I helped this one guy kill the last guy and we won, and I was like, yes, we did it, guys, we did it. I couldn't get any kills, but you guys are all the MVPs, so we were able to win that, so that was cool. Once I switched over to the, because you have to wait until you get your reputation up to like a certain level before you can play the other type of modes. So once I was able to actually get up to play like the laned, like the normal classic modes and stuff, I started playing those. But instead of using Kronos, I was using Janus during those, and he's like a portal god. So he's like semi-support, semi-attacker. With him, I was able to like get a bunch of kills. I was like wrecking shop when I was playing with him, but it's like he has like these abilities that kind of like he creates portals. There's one where he can put it on a surface, and like your teammates can like go through it, and they'll come out on the opposite side of wherever the surface or wherever the portal's placed. But if you place it on the floor, if anybody walks into it, they'll fall into it, and they'll fall from the sky, and it does damage to the, well, only to the opposing people, wouldn't do it to your teammates. So I've saved, so I like saved some of my team members who were getting attacked by throwing like a portal like right in front of them when somebody was charging them. And then the person would like fall through it and give the, my teammate time to like get away and stuff. And then it's like, I was able to do like all kinds of stuff to like, we were just like wrecking shop when I was playing like the regular classic mode and stuff. And it's like his ultimate is, it's some attack that makes you, like he'll fire a beam. And everything it touches, it leaves a portal on. So, like, and, like, any of your teammates can all run through it. So, what I did for one match is, like, I like, lined myself up to where the enemy Titan was. And then I shot the beam across to let everybody just charge straight into their camp. And they were just able to just, like, converge on it and, like, just destroy the whole tower thing for us to win the match. It was just like, oh, this is great. You're doing great, guys. So. I was able to get through a couple of those before I stopped playing that. But, yeah, I haven't really tried out many of the other gods except for Kronos and Janus though. So, I'm pretty sure they all have their own things going for them, but I don't know for sure. So other than that, I finished up Bravely Second, after all the twist shenanigans that were going on. With everything going on and whatnot, there are more twists to be had, and then we were able to get to like the final dungeon. There's like another special class to unlock too, but I think it's like a side class. You don't have to unlock it, but it's useful because it has like a secondary skill that allows you to boost up all your other classes to, it like breaks the level cap for them, so that you can get like an extra like super move for each of the classes or whatever. So after I got that, I charged up some of the more used classes up to that, so we are all running around with like ultimate attacks for each of the classes that we were using and stuff. So I was able to finish that up, and now I'm just waiting until Kirby comes out this Friday, and I'll have that to pick up for my 3DS in the meantime. So, but yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing.
All right, and with that, RPG ties Tropical with 9 on the board, and Tekken's at 15, so second place match is heating up.
Underway.
For now.
Alright, so middle segment. Next week. E3. Yeah. So, you know, got our classic go-to topics about E3. You know, we've got the, three most wanted games. Top three games that you're most looking forward to seeing covered on the show floor or at a press conference in some capacity. Three surprise announcements, which are what we think the surprise announcements from anybody will be at their press conference will get people excited and talking about their platform or game. Three wish announcements. This will never happen, but I'd like to see it. And then I added three wish games, which is basically, you know, man, if this game existed, I would be so super happy. I mean, that's not what I have written here, but it's like, whatever. You get the idea. It's like, you know, it's the same thing as like a wish announcement. It's like, this game will never happen. But oh man, if it did, man, that would be amazing. And I'd be so happy. Shin Megami Tensei. Final Fantasy VII Remake. We had two of them last year. It's great. I mean, I would love to see that momentum carried over to this year and, you know, just keep seeing them being churned out. Just saying.
It's a trap.
So, should I go first?
I guess.
Three most wanted games. Man. Well, I mean, I just want to see. I mean, before I start, I just want to say, going forward, I just want to see, like, more of what Bethesda did last year with, like, oh, here's these games we've been working on, here they are, and then, like, not, like, have, like, weeks or whatever before people being, like, rumor, Fallout 4, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, I just want to see, like, no leaks, no rumor mill, and just, like, straight up, like, this game's getting worked on, you don't know about it, and then... Either he comes and it's like, oh man, this game looks amazing, I had no idea it was in development, blah blah blah. Which I guess would be like the Ghost Recon Wildlands game last year, because I was like, oh, this looks like a Ghost Recon game, and it was a Ghost Recon game, and like, it looks cool to me, so, yeah. But, Three Most Wanted, those are probably like something that's like a known quantity, but for me it's like, it's like, see, on the one hand, like, I want to see more Mass Effect, but then it's like, I don't, because then it's just going to get me, like, excited, and I have to wait
for, like, till next year.
A really long time, yeah, next year.
Not that long of a time, it's only, like,
I'm so tired of waiting RPG, and then if it gets delayed again, it's like, because I already had that happen this year. It's like, Uncharted got delayed. I wasn't even looking forward to Uncharted until I played the collection. It's like, okay, I'm ready to play this game. And then it got delayed. And then Deus Ex, I should have been playing right now. This game is probably, like, already done. I don't even know what they're doing. They're probably just, like, either making more post-game content or just, like, polishing it. Because it's like, seriously, you have, like, an 18-minute demo that goes out today, and it's like, oh, hey, guys, check this out. It's like, no, I don't want to check it out, because I'm already looking forward to it. And, you know, if I were to watch it, that's just even more torture of me not being able to play this game. So, actually, no. No, thank you, Square Enix. Ugh.
It's a pretty subdued demo.
Wait, a demo for what now?
Deus Ex Human... I mean, Mankind Divided. Did I say Human Revolution? I meant Mankind Divided, if I said that. But yeah. So yeah, my three most wanted, definitely anything from Telltale, because, like, all the stuff they're working on right now is just, like, my frothing demands it. Like, the back of the box quote on Ikaruga, dude. Like, just... I need more of it in my life, like, all the time. I cannot get enough Telltale game, just... It could be a Batman game. It could be Walking Dead Season 3. It could be Wolf Among Us Season 2. It could be Game of Thrones Season 2. It could be Tales from the Borderlands Season 2. It's like, everything they've made, like, lately, not everything ever, but, like, lately, it's like, I played it and I've, like, come out the other side of, like, Telltale, you can do no wrong. I am forever in your graces, because I love your games, and they're so good, so good. So there's that. Anything from Telltale, pretty much. Game number 2, man... Put me on the spot here. I have to go first. I guess I'll say Mass Effect Andromeda, just because, like, you know, it would be something that I could just, you know, go to YouTube every day and be like, let me watch this trailer for the XYZ month of time in a row this day. And, you know, when I'm feeling down, I just go to, or when I'm feeling like, you know, just when I'm having a bad day, I'm feeling down, you know, just look at that new Mass Effect trailer, and then, you know, it'll give me hope for Q1 2017, because there's no date yet, because, you know. Also, please don't put a date on it, because that'll just make me angry from last year of, like, holiday 2016, oh, but I knew it wasn't coming. I was like, oh, it's gonna get delayed, and it got delayed, and I was like, whatever, dude, whatever. So, you know, no hard feelings. I just sound bitter. I'm not bitter, I just sound bitter.
So, you're super bitter.
And then, let's see, number 3, Tekken 7 Fate Retribution. This game has been in development, like, for, like, a long time. It's already out in arcades. And, like, they have, like, the subtitle game that's already out. And it's like, dude, you guys have been polishing. And I'm already playing Street Fighter V, which is, like, out of nowhere. And then, like, I mean, that being said, that was a rush job, and I'm not going to go there. But, yeah, we know what Capcom did. Whatever. They know what they did. And, you know, I mean, you guys, I'm sure, at, like, past that point of, like, and I just want to see some, like, amazing PS4 visuals of this game that I've been a fan of for a long time, and gush all over it, and play some Akuma, and some Jin Kazama, and Lin Jiayu, and just hopefully, and like, yeah, it's like the end of the storyline. It is the story arc that is like ending the Kazama family craziness bloodline. And I hope it's more of a Tekken 3 situation, or Tekken 5 situation, and not a Tekken 6 again, because that was terrible. So, you know, come on, Harada. Harada, you know, just, you know, have this be the last cap, or the last feather in your cap, and just walk into the sunset, and it'll be a masterpiece, hopefully. And those are my top 3 most fun games I'm looking forward to.
Wait, what?
Do I have to repeat myself, RPG?
No, I was just confused on what was going on, sorry. Tropical, you can go next, because I need to figure out how this is going to work.
Well, I mean, so the obvious ones I would say are like Horizon and Last Guardian and stuff like that, but I think with those, especially Last Guardian, I read something recently that I'm not going to repeat, that like really changes what I thought about the game. It's like at a very fundamental level, like what we've been shown, and the thing that I read is like, that is very unexpected. I guess maybe cat or dog doesn't have to die.
I guess another thing is like,
yes, since, he does.
Is it also like, Before today, they've been, like, been trailers and stuff that have, like, come out, so it's like, I've already seen, like, some Horizon Zero Dawn stuff, or some, Hellblade. Is that the name of that game? That Ninja Theory game?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I kinda got my presents before Christmas morning, so thanks for not being able to keep it in your pants, developers. So, you know, I couldn't put it on this list, cause it's like, oh, well, that's kind of all I
need. Yeah, like, I think we've seen enough of those, that, like, we don't need to see any more before it comes out, really. Because, like, there are certain games where you see them. Like, God of War 3 really was, when we first saw it, and they showed it a few times, it was like, okay, it's God of War, but on PS3. That's sort of cool, but is it, like, good enough? And it wasn't till they showed the climbing Gaia and, like, fighting, what's his name?
Helios.
What's his name?
Was it Helios?
Nope, not, or, Some no, they didn't show that one. It was, Trident,
Poseidon?
Poseidon, that's right. I kept thinking Neptune, and like, what's his Greek name?
That's a Roman name.
Yeah, when they showed that, then it was like, oh my gosh. Okay, now it's like some beyond what we could have imagined for God of War. Like, that is really cool. Horizon Zero Dawn, I think, like the first time they showed it, that was kind of enough. You knew that it looks amazing. There are giant robot dinosaurs and you run around fighting them with like high tech bow and arrow type things. Like, that's all we need to know, you know?
Robot like, dinosaur. I was like, sold, guys.
Yeah, like, that's sold. Enough. It's sort of like The Last Guardian. After reading it, I was like, oh man, I wish I didn't know that. Like, it was cool enough that it looks really good and it's boy and giant beast thing. And that's all, you know, that's all you really need to know about it.
Another weird thing is like a lot of these games that we're seeing before E3 is like 2017, so it's not even this year. And it's like, for me, it's like, I want to see stuff that's coming out this year, dude. Like, to reiterate the whole Bethesda thing, it's just like, I know, Taken's tired of waiting. Not only is Taken's tired of waiting, and then I must be in there. And guess what? Hey, Taken, the game's been delayed like 6 to 12, okay, maybe not 6 to 12 months, but like at least 6 months. I'm like, have fun waiting. Please be excited. But no! F you, developer. I've been waiting. You said it was going to be ready. It's not even ready. How about you go F yourself, and I might even buy this game day one, and I hope your profits don't do that great. And maybe your team gets laid off. So, yeah. Make peace with the community and not all get my hopes and dreams and hype just all up, and then just crush them with you like, oh, game's been delayed, dude. Or here's a statement from our developer, and just put out some statement like this. It's like, oh, quality of the game. It's like, dude, I was ready. You put a date on that game. Do you know what you're doing to me? You are effing with my emotions, and like, that's not cool. That's not cool. Whatever. I mean, I'm, like I said, man, I just sound bitter. I'm not bitter about it. I'm totally cool. It's whatever, but you know, at the end of the day, I'll get over it, and the game will come out. Hopefully it's not terrible, so.
So, yeah, like, those are some of my most anticipated games, but three most wanted that I want to see from the show floor, I guess I would start with Dreams. We still don't know much about the game. We've seen actually a lot of footage, but mostly like creation footage. And so there's a lot of questions about that one. I want to see, So I'm really excited for VR. So I guess I'll say Rigs is the one I want to see the most of. We've seen a little bit of that, and maybe that's all there is to see of that one. And it's just something that you have to play, Yeah, I'm just like always looking forward to seeing more Rigs. And then a third one. I don't know if this is a wish or most wanted sort of known quantity. Like, we don't know anything about the EA Star Wars games. Like, I just want to see more of those. And since we don't know that that's going to happen, then I guess,
So wait, most wanted is basically like games we know of that we just want to see? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know it exists.
It's not
just a dream, fantasy land of like, oh, well, fantasy land is the wish to, wish stuff. You know it exists, it's just, it's most wanted.
I guess I would have to say New Zelda. But man, this sort of makes me mad. Because it's gonna be...
Have fun waiting. Please be excited.
It's gonna be on my console, and also the one after my console. So that's sort of annoying.
It's like GameCube all over again.
So that's sort of annoying. So without that baggage, I guess I would go for something like GT Sport. We saw, like, sort of a tease of how awesome the esports presentation of that game is gonna be like, but we don't know too much else about the game. So I'm very interested to see what else they're doing with it. And actually, like, there's been a lot of people saying that, oh, it doesn't, visually doesn't look that good. And I I think it's gonna stay that way. I don't think they care.
Also, have you seen the modern racing games of this console generation? They actually don't look that bad. So I think your statements are kind of false. So go do something with your lives that's productive, because nobody cares what you have to think about that.
Yeah, it's like, does it look as good as Need for Speed? Like, probably not. Does it look as good as Project Cars? Probably not. Drive Club? No. So, yeah, you can either say Polyphony Digital doesn't know what they're doing. So you can believe that. Or they've chosen, it's like, they don't care. It's not about Flash.
RPG.
Actually, I don't know. Because, like, I'm pretty content. Pretty content. So yeah, I don't actually
have so many games that are, like, coming soon.
Yeah, it's like there's not really... Yeah, I don't know what I would actually want to see. Because at this point, it's like everything I want is already coming. And it's like I don't want to see more of it because then it's going to spoil the game when I actually do get it. So it's like, I don't know. I'm kind of good. I mean, I'd like to see other games that I probably won't be getting. Kind of like, what's that Dragon game on Xbox One? That
Scalebound?
One. That one. Yeah. It's like, I'd like to see that one.
Another game to cling to. It's up there with Cuphead.
That game. So, there's that. But, cause it's like, since I know I won't be getting it, they can't really spoil anything for me, so.
Also, it's weird, cause this year E3, it's like, Nintendo's already, like, said what they're gonna show, and they're like, oh, well, also, Pokemon and whatever on 3DS, but it's mostly Zelda on the show floor, and that's like it, so. It's like, you're not gonna get a lot of out of them this year, it's, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really have anything. I don't really have anything.
Since we're talking about known quantities, we might as well go through a short, brief list of the games that were announced this week prior to E3, because too much happening at E3, and you know, you need to get out ahead of the noise. There was Agents of Mayhem coming from Volition. They made Saints Row. Apparently, it's set in the Saints Row universe. What? It's like in the future, though.
That is weird.
And it looks sort of cell shaded-y, and
that cinematic trailer looked kind of cool. I was like, "Oh, this is cool." Yes.
It has sort of that irreverence of Saints Row. Yeah, like at the end of it, it showed their color is purple, and they have a similar looking symbol. And I was like, "Huh." Watch Dogs 2 was unveiled earlier today.
Yeah, it was weird watching that because I was like, I played the first one. I had strong feelings towards it. And then watching this, I was like, my feelings do not change. It's like, this changes nothing. I do not care about this franchise. I just feel like it's Assassin's Creed all over again, where it's like, Ubisoft is going to keep releasing it and, like, polishing it a bit better, but, like, you look at the game, it's like, it's Watch Dogs, like, and then, like, their games are so polarizing, it's like, give or take, dude, because that's basically how people feel about the games now, and it's like, pass. That's how I felt. I was like, no, thank you. I can care less. I can go on being happy with my life. I mean, it's set in San Francisco, which is cool, but besides that, and the black main protagonist, I was like, I'll buy one that's $20, whatever. I know the deal with Ubisoft, their games dropping price fast, it's whatever, it'll be nothing. Like, I'll wait 6 months, get for $20. It'll probably be, like, just as good, if not better, than, like, last game, so it's not gonna, like, blow me away, I'm pretty sure, because, you know.
Yeah, visually, I don't think it's gonna, like, suffer from downgrading, or alleged downgrading this time, because watching it, I was like, that looks pretty doable. they announced Injustice 2.
That was a weird
trailer. With
a trailer?
Dude. That was a weird trailer.
That was like, what's going on here? Two people are fighting, and then like, people just keep joining in, and then it's like a five-way fight of like, whatever. Like, they're not fighting over anything, they're just fighting, and it's like, whatever, man. Got armor on.
Yeah, so that was the thing to know about the trailer is like, that is part of the game. So you earn like armor pieces as you play, and then you can like customize your characters with their own armor stuff, and they have different stats and things like that.
Also, I will probably do the same thing with because I do the same thing with NetherRealm Studios, which is like wait for the price drop, because, you know, the story mode's well done, but, I played Injustice, and it was good, but it wasn't like the best fighting game ever, so, you know. I look forward to it though, because like, there's nothing like that on the Marvel side, just saying like, no. We'll get to it in my wish section, that's all I'm gonna say. It's like, yeah. Marvel, where are your games at now that you've closed your studios and, like, license it out? Please, please license them out, because, I would like a game like Injustice that's not DC characters. Yeah, whatever.
And then the only other one I can think of that was announced, like, because a lot of things got release dates, but the thing that was announced was Deus Ex Go, which is a mobile game for now, but if Hitman Go does well. Did you play Hitman Go yet?
I bought it on PS4 because it's on sale again, but I haven't played it. It's also cross-buy, so I got it on Vita.
Oh, nice. Yeah, those games are pretty good, so I'm hoping the Deus Ex one, they haven't shown anything of it. They're saving that till later. But I think it could be pretty cool. Was there anything else announced? Alright, in that case, since we can't remember, they're probably the smaller games. Sorry, smaller games, we love you, but, you know.
I don't.
Can't remember all of them.
Oh, right, the games are announced, but there's that new trailer for the Kingdom Hearts game. Or games. Yes. Collection.
Well, World of Final Fantasy also got a release trailer too.
Oh yeah,
that's coming out in October, I think. World of Final Fantasy.
Yes,
that's exciting.
It looks pretty.
What was the one announced for February? Was that
like trailer threw me off because like you have the cheapy versions of them talking. And I was like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah,
I know. And then apparently it's like an actual something they acknowledge because like one of it she was like shrink and then he changed it to his chibi version or something to avoid something. So. Is it something that's like a thing?
I wonder if it's like something that they're gonna like use the Chaos and Cosmos thingy from Dissidia to be like, oh, just an excuse to get all the characters together again, whatever. It's like one of the elements was Shadow, and I was like, that doesn't seem like an element from a Final Fantasy game, but whatever. It's like, yeah.
Also crystals.
Earth, water, fire, something, something, Shadow, and I was like, what?
Well, you have like the gravity line of spells, which are usually like dark. Based kind of, so maybe.
Oh wait, there was also Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac, whatever.
Oh yeah, Zodiac Age, Final Fantasy XII.
Now that 10 and 12 are out the way, yes, 9, please.
I would have preferred they would have actually did 9 instead of 12 because I'm not like a huge fan of 12. Like,
I would play, like, and maybe I'll play it. 9, I would be like, yeah. I'm going to give up my current progress and start over once again.
Yeah, I'm playing for every save, religious save point. Yeah, that's it. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I guess. Or also, XCOM 2 was announced.
Oh yeah, that was. Because like, man, I would have been so happy for this months ago, and I was like, "Where's the PS4 version?" And now it's like, I get it, and it's like, "Dude, there's games coming out." I'll slot you in if I can, but it's like, yeah, right after Deus Ex and like right before the fall. So after E3, we'll see where the dust settles and where you're at on the depth chart, but, it's all your fault because, you know, why can't you already be out? Just saying. So whatever.
Pretty much.
FN2K.
By the way, World of Final Fantasy was announced for October, Persona 5 was announced for February, and, what is the other
Persona
one?
It's another screen.
Oh, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue is out in December.
Point 2 looks so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that collection. It's actually 3 games that, like, I've never played any of them, so.
Well, one of them you isn't gonna take exist. I mean that cover isn't a game. It's gonna just be the cinematic.
Yeah. But you know, each collection has had that in it.
Except
so.
This one's gonna be an actual like cinematic instead of like a collection of just the cutscenes.
Oh really? Like a movie?
Yeah, it's like a 60-minute movie.
That's sorta cool.
It's like from the perspective of like, cause I mean, I played the mobile game, but it's like from the perspective of the faction leaders as they're trying to figure out which one of them is the traitor.
Wait, is the mobile game the one that came out here? And it's sort of like,
yes.
The 8 rhythm looking graphics?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Except that the cinematic obviously does not look like that. So it is most decidedly.
It does look sort of strange, actually. Just cause, the aesthetic is totally, or not aesthetic, just, there are no recognizable characters if you've only played the console games.
Well,
and handheld games.
It's because Kai predates the entire series by like
So decades. It's just like so, watching it like, this is weird. I don't know what this is.
I know
is.
Who none of you people are kind of situation.
And since they're all wearing like hoods and stuff, they don't even have, you know, like Nomura style hair. So it just looks like something totally different. Nomura style hair and eyes. You just see hoods with the animal shapes.
Yeah, because well, each of the factions is like represented by a different animal, so that's what the masks are for. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see because like the mobile game itself doesn't really do much in the way of storytelling. So I'm assuming the cinematic is going to remedy that and actually have actual story plot lines going on because it's like, oh yeah, you're not just trying to free to play me right now, so. We actually have.
You're out of hearts.
Do you want to buy some?
Like, no. No,
you're out of coins. Do you want to buy some?
God damn it, Square Enix. God damn it. So, yeah. But yeah, the Birth by Sleep one just, oh, man, it looks so good. But I mean, I guess since they're doing it in Kingdom Hearts 3 engine, it kind of expected. Yep. So.
It's like the Gran Turismo prologue of Kingdom Hearts. It even has prologue in the name.
It does. Which, I mean, technically, it is a prologue to Birth by Sleep, which is a prologue to the series, too. So, yeah. But I also found out that was PlayStation exclusive. I did not know that. I thought it was supposed to be multi-platform, because World of Final Fantasy is also PlayStation exclusive.
Currently. Like, when it was first announced, they said it was play it first on PlayStation.
Oh, because when I just saw the release thing, I was like, oh, it's only PS4. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. Not here. So, interesting.
So that's all the known quantities and news-related known quantities. So I guess we can move on to Wish Games.
Through Wish Games.
All right, so for me, I just want... just okay, so maybe... I haven't played Teenage Mutant Turtles... Mutants in Manhattan, whatever. It's whatever. You know, just, but you know, Platinum's, who knows what they're working on. Maybe they're not working on anything, which would mean it's a great time for, you know, Disney after, you know, just completely shutting down Avalanche Software and, like, you know, be like, oh, we're not gonna in-house develop, blah, blah, blah. We're just gonna license it out. Be like, well, these guys know what they're doing, and, you know, we got some cool stuff for them to work with, so it's like, it could be a Star Wars game, it could be a Marvel character game, I don't even care, just let Platinum do something awesome with their characters, and, like, have you some sweet, sexy action game, and I'll be happy. And that's my first Wish game, and then, yeah, that'd be great. Second game, anything that is, like, of the tier of the Year of Dream games from last year. I'm thinking in my mind maybe some sort of Xenosaga, Xenogears, Redo, Redux, that'd be great, whatever.
That would be great. Oh my god.
Or just, you know, some, yeah, that'd be, yeah. Cause, you know, yeah, JRPGs, believe.
Number three. I would take a PS2 to PS4 release of that, actually.
Well, I already own those, so I don't need that.
Three. You know, I say every year, but that's because I believe in Hope Springs Eternal that the game, someone will get it right with the current modern technology that we have, using it to its fullest extent, be it VR, be it motion controls, be it Kinect, be it whatever, you know, identify, doesn't even have to be, like, identify, just like, you know, someone does it, and it's like, they do that game, and it's just, like, magical, and you're like, oh, this is everything I thought VR would ever be, or, man, this boot camp simulator with this drill instructor is so amazing, it made me want to change my life around, and it was so positive, even though it beat me down all the time, or beat me down all the time, that I just wanted to, like, be to my fullest potential as a human, and it changed my life, and,
that,
you know,
dramatic.
I'd like to see that game at E3, and, like, you know, whipping me in the shape, because I totally get it. And then, yeah, that'd be awesome. Or just some sweet cyberpunk VR experience that doesn't exist. And it's just like, yeah, because I want some sweet VR cyberpunk experience with some sweet lady characters like in Identify. Because, you know, who doesn't need that in their life? I know I do. So, you know. Yeah.
RPG, you got some?
pretty content. I'm good.
RPG is so happy he doesn't need anything to look forward to, apparently. Like,
yeah. I'm like, there's like nothing. Like, I'm good.
This is his year. All the games are coming.
It's true, they all are.
Like, I think it's been a long time since RPG has had a year like this.
It is, yeah.
Because, you know, when I joined the podcast and the years following, it was sort of the downturn. Like, there were far fewer games of that type. And now it's like, there's so many.
Like, Avalanche.
Well, speaking of Avalanche Software, then, I think I would want... You know, it would be awesome if there was a situation where it's like Codemasters, they kept Evolution open. If there was someone who could come in, swoop in, and like take over Disney Infinity, that would be cool. And just like keep making new characters and stuff. I would really like that. That's a wish, right? Wish is like the things that will never happen. Yeah. The games that will probably never happen.
Until it does.
So yeah. Disney Infinity revived? Disney Infinity Forever? Disney Infinity Forever. This would be the second one?
Disney Still Infinity?
That would be so cool. I want a new Virtual On game. I don't know who would make it though. Cause it's sort of a fighting game, but it's like 3D bots and stuff.
Would you want it in VR or just 3D? I mean, or just traditional game style? Ooh.
Wow. Man, I think it would be really different in VR.
Your thingy punted it.
Well, I don't think it would be good if you put on wheels or legs. Cause that's like what Riggs is, except way faster. I think it would be cool if it was like a third person camera VR. Cause one of the things that's really tough in Virtual On is like tracking the other guy. So you had to do a thing like the jump cancel. You jump and then cancel the jump, and that move turns you to face the other guy. Otherwise you have no idea where they are. And so it might be neat in VR where it would be like a tabletop, and that's your stage, and then the two mechs are flying around, and then you would always know where the other guy is. Like, you'd still have to turn to face and attack them, but you would have better sort of situational awareness. Oh, and then they could do the thing that they were doing in all the later ones where it was like not one-on-one. It was like 3-on-3 or like 2-on-2 and all that. Cause those got really chaotic because you couldn't tell where the other enemies were. But if it was like sort of this tabletop it wouldn't even have to be, you could pull it pretty close. I guess since it's in VR, you could be at whatever distance you choose to be looking at it. Maybe on the VR. And I thought of a third one, but now I can't. Oh yeah. it would be awesome if Hello Games teamed up with Rockstar and they made like the entire planet open world game. Open world Grand Theft Auto that covers the entire planet.
Like an actual open world.
Yeah, I mean, literally. If the No Man's Sky engine can model the universe, surely it can do one planet with a lot more density of like people and activities and stuff.
That would be a grand undertaking, though. They may not want to put in that much effort.
Yeah, it's sort of different stuff, but still, that would be really cool.
All right, so moving on to 3 surprise announcements. What we think the surprise announcements from anybody will be at their press conference, what will get people excited and talking about their platform or game. Alright, so my first one is obviously going to be Kojima, because it's like, dude, what is he working on? That was such a big get. It's just like, all I've been thinking about, like, since it happened, which is like, what is he working on? What's he working on? Are they going to show it? Are they going to show it? Like, that, I think it might even be one of this year's Trinity, because I think it's going to happen again, where it's like, there are three amazing things, and it's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Or more. They could do. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's not gonna happen, but man, I'd like to think they could at least like equal the amount of like amazing awesomeness. Didn't see that coming from last year of just like Last Guardian, Final Fantasy VII, and Shenmue 3. Just like Hideo Kojima's game, and you're like, you see it, and it's like, oh man, it's like amazing. So like, yeah, that's gonna get me excited, super pumped when I see that for sure. Number two, I guess just like the sheer volume of VR games. It was like, you know, it's been like a year since last year when they showed it. And then they've been like slowly working on it for launch, and it's like things have gone quiet, and we haven't really heard it since like PSX, PlayStation Experience. So I'm expecting like people like, oh well, like all the haters basically will be silenced. Is what I'm saying, because like, oh, purposeless skeptic, and like blah blah blah, yeah blah blah blah, blah, blah. And then like, you know, yeah, we know like there's probably gonna be a pretty decently sized VR presence from Sony at this one, so like you know, it's like it's finally coming out this year, dudes. And then it's like, you see all the games, and it's like, whoa, there's so many of them. It's just like the sheer amount of like, something for everyone, like we talked about all the time, of like, just like, Sony's awesome variety of stuff, which is like, and now the same thing in VR. It's like, oh, you want this flying game, or this game where you're in a car, and it's like, oh, first person, or this game where you're robbing a bank, or this game with like robots, or you're a cook, or you're, shooting bow and arrows, or at a firing range, or whatever you're doing in VR, and it's all weird and crazy in the shark cage, or, crazy clowns jumping out of nowhere, scaring you, and you're scarred for life. Thanks, clowns. And yeah, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a fun time. And VR is now. Number three. Man. Kojima VR. Number three would have to be the hardware. The new hardware. Just whatever it is, because everybody loves their hardware and just can't stop talking about it, so. For good or bad, or for better or worse, good or bad, like when we see it, and it's hopefully super awesome compared to like what we have now. Not to say that we don't have awesome stuff now, but it's like, ooh, this is like a, maybe it's not a super, like incremental, maybe they're like a 45 degree arc of like improvements over hardware, and it's like, until we see it in action, we won't know. It's just skip or people speculating of like, oh, it's not really that much powerful, but then you see it and it's like, oh man, I must now do this, and I must be part of the 50%. But it's not going to happen, because it's going to crash the industry like we've been talking about the last however many weeks. So, yeah, buckle up your seatbelts, everybody. Thanks, game industry, for crashing the industry twice. And, yeah, that's my picks.
What do you think?
About what?
We're talking three surprise announcements.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
RPG's completely fine with the current status quo of the gaming industry.
Like, there's nothing, like, that's what I'm saying, like, I'm content right now. It's like, I don't... I guess
it's the Traptical and Tekken speculation E3 pre-show.
Because at this point, it's like, I actually don't want any surprises. I need a breather. So, I need the space for the games I have coming and the games I want, and then we can, then next E3 you guys can go all out, because then, and I will have everything I've wanted already, so that you can do all that crazy stuff.
So no Kingdom Hearts 3 release date or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm good.
All right, time to go.
Well, so I continue to believe that, in order to like continue the legacy of the E3 of Dreams, that this year they will show gameplay footage from Shenmue and Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Their strategy of like showing it after they, at whatever next trade show.
And I, this might be a wish. This might be closer to wish, because this is like a scale between surprise and wish. But I think it, they could announce a release date for the first part of the Final Fantasy VII Remake. That would be insane. And yeah, people would
be, like,
be very crazy after
today.
Seeing that.
Yeah. Oh man, if they pull like, that type of thing right today on the PlayStation Store, they can announce it is up now. for play.
People lose their minds. They're like, oh my gosh!
I think that'll be one
Keep of over a table! Everybody would immediately leave the hall. It's like, sorry, no more E3 for today. Gotta go download stuff.
That would be, yeah, that would destroy us. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, I mean, they've been doing it every year, so there's gonna be something cool to play after you've seen the E3 press conference. The Sony one anyway. Free or not, whatever. PT was a free one that everyone was like, whoa, that was amazing. And, was it, Entwined
yeah.
was the pay for one. I was like, eh, it's okay. I wonder what those people are working on. Yeah, like, I think it would be a huge surprise if we hear from any of the studios from Sony First Party that we haven't heard from in a while. So it could be Guerrilla, it could be
Quantic
Naughty
Dream.
Dog, yeah, Quantic Dream. Although we already know what they're making, right? So,
do we?
Yeah,
do
they're making a Detroit.
All right, that game in Detroit.
Or Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah,
maybe they're ready to show something.
For a while. I mean,
yeah,
they just had to take a little breather.
If this came out launch or first.
Yeah.
And some light happened, and then they're like, we need a break, guys. We were too amazing. So now we have to scale it back and, you know, take a break. Gotta take a break, guys.
Or, who's somebody else? Oh, they were in my head, and then they popped out.
They didn't want to be called out. They're like, no.
That means they will be there.
Like, don't do it.
Oh, Sony Santa Monica, like whatever their project is, because they've been doing lots of the sort of indie outreach stuff, and we've seen some of those. But what is that studio working on right now? So yeah, first party new IP that we cannot imagine yet.
Actually, now that I think about it, I would like a new Armored Core game. From Software has been kind of they've been kind of on this whole Soul series thing recently, so it's like, okay, that's done now, guys. You can go ahead and give me a current gen Armored Core, which could be insane with the customization options. But I don't know, man. When you can only hope, I guess, since there won't be a new Zone of the Enders anytime soon, so.
Or as we call it.
Plane of the finishers or something.
It might not be called that anymore, but it's coming back eventually.
Which reminds, whatever happened to the other game, the Mega Man Legends one? Because they never.
Mighty like, number 9?
No, the Mega Man Legends one, not the Mega Man one.
Oh, the other one. Yeah, I don't know. The Kickstarter didn't succeed, right?
It did, because from my understanding, they reached their PS4 stretch goal or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, it's taken them this long to do Mighty Number 9.
Good point. Mm. So then basically never? Cool. Cool.
Someday.
I didn't like Mega Man Legends anyway. Didn't like it anyway. Just kidding, I loved it. Make a new one, please. Thanks.
And I guess, I think this would be a surprise, like so with the new hardware, a significant drop in price on the current hardware. Cause I think it's all about getting more users.
Well, I mean,
So that's also sort of out there. That's like maybe crossing the line into Wish.
Like,
but
I'd be okay.
That would be a surprise.
It makes sense though, like, if there is new hardware coming, which, even though it's not confirmed, we have so much rumor and speculation.
not like new hardware though. I mean, it's still part of like this generation of, they just like slightly more powerful or something. So it's like, I don't know how big of a price drop they would, you know, be able to manage for.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the more I think about it, especially last week when we were talking, like, Uncharted 4 exists on the PS4 right now. You can look at it, and it just looks amazing. So, on the new hardware, possibly it'll have a better frame rate. But as far as like just looking that, good, mm-hmm. like I don't.
It's like it's already pretty.
Yeah,
it's already like, pretty, man.
It makes the best argument for like PS4 is just fine. And so, yeah, maybe whatever the new hardware is, they can position it as like, oh, this is the premium edition.
Like, and unless they can fit like a second Uncharted into Uncharted 4 or something and be like, yeah, we could only do it on this console, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I almost gave something away. That would have been bad.
How'd you do that? Spoilers.
So yeah, like, maybe they don't need to drop this one quite as much if the sort of benefits of the new one are only sort of marginally better. Like, on paper, it sounds like a lot more numbers, but really, like, how much more do you get out of it? I was like, not that much. I don't know if they, man, yeah, it would be, or, like, if they could drop it to, what is it, 300 now? Wait, is the PS4 300 right now?
I didn't even know.
I don't even know.
Because it started at 4, so it wasn't like it was far off to begin with.
I'll look it up.
It's like Xbox One is 300 now. It's like, what is the price of a PS4? I have no idea.
I already own one, so that's probably why I haven't looked up the price of one.
Has there been a price drop?
I don't think so. I think like there was one for the holidays, but it was like not really a price drop because it was like a bundle that was like the same price as the normal one, but with like two games or something. So it was kind of like a price drop, except, you know, not really, but yeah.
So thinking, just like imagining in my head, I think like $200 with games packed in would be sort of the no-brainer price, where it's like, if it's at 200 and you get games for a PS4, like,
PS4 still just, 400. There's a Black Ops 3 bundle for $349.
Okay. So yeah, if it was like, if it was 200, yeah, that's like the no-brainer price where it's just like, if you can swing it, you would just buy it. So it would be higher than that. Maybe 250, 280? Something around there? With pack-ins? Even at 300, maybe with pack-ins. And then you launch the new one at like 400 with no pack-ins. Yeah, I think that would probably work. Cause like, if your new hardware isn't coming out anytime soon, just like the knowledge that it exists would kill the sort of sales of your old hardware or like your current hardware that is for sale. Unless that hardware is like cheap or cheap enough.
Yeah, that's true.
But then I guess, you know, like, cause you would think that they would have to lower it to 300 or under just to match Xbox One. But, you know, Xbox One is sort of in the same boat. Like, there is rumors of new hardware there. And so, but then I guess they haven't. Like, they're still at 400. Xbox One has been 300. So, yeah, the pricing stuff is weird. I actually think maybe they won't. Maybe the surprise is that they're not going to talk about new hardware. And everyone just, there's just going to be so much speculation about it, but actually they said nothing. It's all going to be about VR. And like new games coming from first parties. Yeah, I guess I'll go with that as the third surprise is that they don't talk about new hardware. There are no new hardware announcements. All right. Wishes. The crazy stuff.
Alright, so my first wish is that there is, just like before, you know, Tales from the Borderlands, the whole Telltale Cross gearbox. It's like, let's go into a magical dreamland scenario of Telltale Cross BioWare, and it's some sort of like set in the Mass Effect universe, and it's like, it's gonna be out before Andromeda, and it's like, you know, we've delayed the game, but you know, to hold you guys over, because, you know, we're so awesome. We're gonna make this game, and it's gonna be episodic. And just like all the other episodic stuff, it's gonna be seasonal, so it's like, you know, it's not gonna be over at that first season, so it's like, you know, it'll take place, who knows, but it doesn't matter, because it's the Mass Effect universe, and it's got BioWare and Telltale. It's like, that's all that matters. Like, the masters of storytelling and writing, like, team up, an amazing universe, right? Amazing stories, pretty amazing franchise, and I will be happy for the rest of my life, so.
You sound like a crazy person.
That's all that really needs to happen, and I would love to see that, so make it happen. That's wish number one.
Like a crazy person.
Wish number two, okay. So, we have PS2 to PS4 right now, so it's like, if they could somehow, like, move everything over that's, like, currently on PS3, that's, like, on PS2 to PS4, and then, like, also be, like, as a goodwill gesture, because if you played Uncharted 4, you know this. Oh, we have PS1 backwards compatibility too, but then we're gonna, like, have anything that's tied to your account already be there, and it's free, and it's, like, cool. So it's, like, yeah, you get games that you already own, and you can play them on PS4 with the share button. Yeah, isn't it great?
Share button, share button, share button.
Let's see, I guess wish number three is just that Valve is doing something, like, at all, because, seriously, Are they like, you know, I mean, yeah, they're a software company now, but it's like, I wouldn't believe that they still make games, and I'd like to see just anything. It could be Left 4 Dead 3, or another. I mean, I guess they don't make anything past the second game, so it's like, new IP, or just anything. Just anything. It's like, cause right now it's just like, oh, we just work on Steam, and then we made this VR thing, and then we don't really do anything else. We're just a software company that makes tons of money and sets on our money and doesn't do anything with it. If only we used our resources, man, wouldn't we so surprise people and, like, be making awesome stuff, but they don't do it for whatever reason. Every game they make, people are like, oh man, isn't that game awesome? And then it's like, they make two of them, and then that's it. That's all you get. Ugh.
They're like, LOL guys, you thought we were gonna make more, but we didn't. LOLs.
So anything from Valve, and all that. But it probably won't happen, so that's what we wish.
I'm sorry.
Or, you know, if, like, they walked out onto a Sony stage and, you know, their conference, and they're like, oh, Steam, you have this x86 architecture, we can just, you know, any game that you have in Steam, and, like, a Steam app on your PS4, and you can totally use the same ID and stuff, and it'll all transfer over, and you don't have to buy anything again. It's great. Ugh. Ugh. If only, yeah, it's a wish. Yeah. Hope springs eternal for Tekken. So, you know.
It does. Too bad he's insane.
Yeah, those are my wishes. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Ugh.
If there's a song like that.
Is there a song called Wouldn't It Be Great?
Something along that line, along those lines.
How's it go?
I don't know the actual lyrics. I just know it's like something, wouldn't it be nice or something like that.
That's completely different from Wouldn't It Be Great. Wouldn't It Be Nice is like...
Yeah, I said along those lines. Didn't say the exact thing. Sheesh.
Do you have any wishes, RPG, or are you just, like, so full of happy times that you're so... I have nothing to wish.
I mean...
I would like to wish that the video game crash that we've predicted does not come true.
I mean, as long as it comes true after I've gotten all the stuff I want, then it's fine, but... I don't know, man. Like, well... Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean... What can I wish for, guys? What can I wish for? Give me something to wish for! Give me something to wish for!
Price drop, something free. I don't know.
I need a price drop. I already own a console.
Replace your 3DS. Maybe Nintendo's like, we have like an even better new 3DS, and it's cheaper, even though NX is coming out. But NX is like completely new, so it's, yeah, Fire Cell on 3DSs.
Fire Cell on 3DSs. That would be nice, actually. Like, all of them must go. All of them.
But they're not going to do it because they have Pokemon coming out this year. So it's like, yeah, train money time. Because we've lost a lot of it over the last couple of years with this Wii U fiasco. Gotta recoup the cost, dudes.
Money, dear boy, money! I mean, I do need a new 3DS, but I think they have stuff coming out, so they're probably not gonna reduce the prices on any of them anytime soon, so it's just one of those things that's probably not gonna happen. I mean, it'd be nice, but it's not gonna happen. It'd be nice, though. It'd be nice. Because I do need one. I do need one.
Just wondering, is the thong you were thinking of the old timing one where it's like, but Wouldn't it be nice someday?
That one, I think that was the one. Yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering. That's the one that came to my mind when you said that.
So that's the only one I can think of. I think that was for sure that's it. Absolutely unrelated, by the way.
What are your wishes, Tropical?
Sorry, guys. Kind of destroyed all of my. Completely destroyed all of my E3 for this year. It's like they messed up everything. They're like, hey, you know all those games you want? They're all coming out, and they're all happening this year. It's like, thanks, guys. That's just gonna ruin E3 for me next year. So thanks. So that happened.
We get to see the next Naughty Dog game because I want to see more stuff on their engine.
They're done. What are you talking about? They're like, no, we've already made our Mona Lisa, guys. We're not going to even tarnish our name by trying to outdo that. So this is our swan song. And thanks for playing. Please be excited for other first party stuff. We're not doing it. And they're going to be like, mic drop, Naughty Dog out. And then, man, I wonder if like, cause is Naughty Dog their first party now, right?
Yeah.
That's what owns them. So it's like, I wonder, cause like if they joined forces with like another one of Sony's first party developers and made like some kind of like super game, it's like, like I can't even, cause like I'm wondering like, what if Naughty Dog teamed up with like the crazy people over at Media Molecule and they're like, hey guys, we have this ridiculous idea for a game and only we can make this happen. And then it's just like something insane. It's just something insane. But who knows? Super game.
Yeah, I want to see their next game, which is not going to happen because they just finished their previous one. I don't know, The Last of Us and Uncharted 3
came out pretty
close to each other.
It got delayed quite a bit for kind of unnecessary reasons, Tropical. So maybe it's like, it was like almost gold. They like weren't even working on it and they're like, it's just manufacturing on to the next project for 6 months. And it's like, oh, we have stuff to move. Look, we're moving from kind of long. We can show this to E3. Should we show it to E3?
That'd be crazy.
By the way, everybody who's listening, that's exactly how it happened.
It's like vacation.
I want the thing that Sony announces that you can download and play right now is The Last Guardian. So, Last Guardian releases in June, during the press conference.
Really tropical. Tricks with the kids.
Wondering if that's too cynical. Oh wait, no, Nintendo's not gonna show anything. Well, Nintendo lied right to us and actually shows their new stuff.
They're
and it blows
kidding,
us away.
We wanted to prevent leaks, so we had to lie to you guys so people didn't leak our stuff.
Oh, actually, we are showing NX, and here it is. And the world collectively says, oh my gosh! That's my third wish announcement. Or that's my third wish of what will happen.
Because it is Nintendo and they do like to randomly lie about stuff and be like, haha, guys.
I actually have a conspiracy theory about that because like when I saw that they're like gonna have, or like they're gonna show like more Pokemon crap, I was like, maybe they just put that statement out there because they knew that the press would just like do their legwork for them and be like, Nintendo's team, blah, 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 blah. It's like, sure, like they're negatively, you know, dominating the mind sphere, but it's like, it's free press dudes. And then it's like, they can flip the switch and be like, oh, guess what? There's gonna be something more. Oh, it's Pokemon, but there's maybe gonna be some other stuff on 3DS on the Nintendo Direct. Who really knows now? Cause we totally lied to you. Yeah.
Nintendo out, mic drop.
Maybe it will be next. Haha. Never count.
That'd be amazing.
Cause I mean, they did have a good E3 that one time where...
I know! The one year, like, everybody counted them out and they had, like, all those first party games of, like, Punch-Out.
They're just like, F all y'all. F all y'all.
Like, new Pikmin, new Punch-Out, new Pokemon. Like, it was, like, the best E3 ever for them. And it's like, wow.
It was crazy because they're like, Santa Claus is real. The Easter Bunny's real. They all work for Nintendo. This is happening. You guys. Like, oh my God. That was basically what was going on. I don't know what's going on, but, yeah. It was crazy.
then I wised up and I was like, I'm done suffering through droughts for years like this, Nintendo, it's over. Then they didn't buy a Wii U. Yep. So, yeah.
That's our wishes. Surprise announcements. I guess we can look at some new stuff that is sort, I mean, everything is E3 related. They're only releasing this news because E3 is soon. So, if it's game news this close to E3 related, or E3, it is related to E3. Remember that game, the spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah, that Lucky Katushi Kashkash Katukataka.
I think it's called Yooka-Laylee.
Oh, that one. Yeah. That was close. I had an L of mine.
You're not close. We're speaking in tongues, okay? That was like a different language.
That's pretty close.
Ukulele is like an instrument.
There was an L in one of the words, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's been delayed, so it's coming out next year now. But they showed footage of it. It looks actually sort of simplistic compared to many games these days. I can't remember where I saw it, but apparently the studio behind Quantum Break, was that it?
Remedy?
Remedy.
That's Remedy, yeah.
There was a report this week that says that there are now two studios, so they're working on two AAA IP. One of them is like very early on. That is not what they said. They said like with Alan Wake and Max Payne, it took them a long time to figure out what the games would be. And they are past that point on these two new AAA IP. They're focusing still on like single player and, you know, the type of stuff that they do. But the interesting part was they are not partnering with, Microsoft on the next one.
They said, we learned our lesson, guys. We're not playing this game again. We actually like to make money because money, dear boy, money.
It's interesting because it's like, so they're single, like, Remedy, they're like single player focused, like types of games that are not cheap to make. And so who out there has the money to be bankrolling this and would want to? Could it be 2K again? Cause they worked together and made Max Payne.
I was gonna say, I don't think it's going to be a platform. If anything, it's just like with money.
Yeah.
Somebody with a disposable income.
It's like Activision, they don't have a game like that, right? In 2K, you could kind of say like BioShock games were sort of like that. You know, Square Enix has a ton of them. Hitman.
They have Deus Ex and IBOS now anyway.
Yeah. EA has like Mass Effect kind of, you know, just like story driven big set piece action games. Like Call of Duty is sort of like that, but it's mostly a multiplayer game.
But it's Call of Duty, so.
So, maybe 2K has a, I'm sure they have some. Oh wait, I said BioShock earlier. Never mind.
There actually hasn't been a BioShock in a while though.
That is true. There's a bunch of rumors. Do we want to talk about rumors?
Of course. Yes? No? Because that's like the fun part of E3 is like trying to figure out what's going to actually not be a rumor.
I mean, yes, Dead Rising 4 has been leaked on like posters and stuff. Apparently it is a reimagining of Dead Rising 1.
That's
multiplayer.
Ew.
Some people are talking State of Decay 2 because State of Decay was fairly popular on Microsoft platforms. Bethesda, the rumors are a Skyrim remaster, a re-reveal of Prey 2,
Prey 2, that game. I would love to see that game because I was so pumped after I saw that like first Target trailer of it, but then it just, yeah, we know what happened.
Yep. Sweet.
Space Cowboy. Man. I want to play that game.
Some people call me Gangster of Love.
And Wolfenstein 2, and also Evil Within sequel.
Did Evil Within do well?
I'm not really sure, actually.
I don't remember anybody ever talking about it, so it's just like, was it great enough where people were like, oh my gosh, where's my sequel to this game? Because reasons and stuff. And it's like, I don't remember anybody ever talking about Evil Within.
I only heard mediocre.
Yeah,
I also saw some stuff about Red Dead Redemption 2 and something about like Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City, maybe 6, whatever. It's, stupid rumors.
Hmm.
It's like, there's a map of Red Dead Redemption area and the level, whatever. I'm over it.
something Dark Side.
Ready at Dawn announced a new game. I think it was called. I can't remember what it's called.
Good job.
I got it.
Did they make before?
The Order.
Yes. Because I don't know who all these studios are, so you should have to list what game they made previously so I know who they are.
I mean, we're getting the reveal tomorrow on Twitch, but there's also the Iron Shield Destiny expansion. September.
Oh, the Rise of Iron?
Or whatever it's called. I could care less, honestly, because I'm done. I've done my time in Destiny, and I'm a free man this September. So you're not roping me in again, Bungie.
Because you're gonna watch him be like, oh my god, this is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, right.
My entire Destiny life. Be able
to fix the terrible story, so that's not gonna happen.
It's like, maybe this is going to fix the terrible story.
And, like, I'm not one of those people like you who's like, oh man, I want space battles. I want space battles.
Yes. Yeah, Rise of Iron should be shown tomorrow.
And we're less than 12 months away from the next Mass Effect game, so I can be like, this is a real sci-fi RPG game in space, so when it comes out, maybe you can take some notes and, use those to the effect of making your terrible game better. So how about that? Did the call just? You guys can show me? Hello? Oh dear.
Behind. Hello?
Okay, that was weird. I didn't hear anything for like a couple of seconds there.
Okay. Yeah, the Ready at Dawn game is called Deformers.
Deformers?
It is a third person Smash'em Arena game?
What does that even mean?
Steph.
Huh.
Anyway, onto that Destiny thing. It seems like the expansion might not be on PS3 and Xbox 360 because they can't handle it anymore. What they're talking about is
that 10 years, Shabtical. 10 years.
Well, they said Destiny
will live for 10 years.
They didn't say. Supporting the platform for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be a new area on Earth called the Plague Lands. It's beyond the Cosmodrome. New story missions, a new strike, a new raid, a new social space, and a new enemy type. And obviously, new gear and light level cap increases and all that.
Nope. I don't know if I want a social space in a place called the Plague Lands. I feel like...
It's gonna be like this snowy camp, with wolves and stuff.
Do you think they can have like pets? Oh my goodness! If you got pets going to battle with you, I'm like, I'm all in, guys. I'm all in. Take back everything I said. Destiny for the win, and wolf buddies for the win.
The fourth class for the hunter.
Wolf buddy.
Wolf whisperer.
That would be awesome. I would totally buy it. I would totally buy it. And I would just sit in the social space the entire time just looking at my pet. Wouldn't even ever do anything with it. Like, that's all I wanted, guys. That's all I wanted. Well, that in space battles, but that's never gonna happen because Bungie, so. It's fine.
That's a lot of news, right? Enough news? More news?
Enough.
Well, there'll be more than enough next week after E3. Congratulations, cannot wait.
It's gonna be insane.
Hype is building. And I'm on vacation! Yes, so I don't have to work for another week! It'll be amazing! Yeah, sorry. Sorry. So I'm already there? I'm already there. I'm already getting excited.
I'm already there, guys. I'm already there. It's already there.
Woot.
So ready. So ready. And it's like there's even more, like, publisher conferences this year. It's like EA has the whole thingy live or whatever, and then Ubisoft and Square Enix and Bethesda. It's like, we don't even need to share the stage of anybody's conference. We can have our own conference. I mean, Ubisoft has their own anyway, so. Before, instead of DA, so. Yeah, I can't wait. Nintendo Direct. Please be excited. Please do it, Peter. Please restore hope. Nintendo Direct, please restore hope. Or it's just going to be a really long year for you, in my opinion.
It's true, because if all they have left is, like, basically you waiting until Pokemon and then waiting until NX, it's like that's a huge gap in wait times. So. One can only hope.
No, I guess, this is just a one line thing. Walking Dead Season 3. Something, yeah. Something. I guess they're gonna reveal it on Sunday.
I thought you tweeted something out of, like, something was coming soon from them.
Oh, the Telltale Batman thing.
Batman was in the summer.
Yes! Yeah, sorry. Oh man. Telltale, yes. Unless it comes out in August. But same
of course, days. I never buy them until, like, the full season's done anyway, though. So, that doesn't matter for me.
And it'll be an M-rated Batman game. Wait, will it? Isn't it M-rated? This one?
I think so, yeah.
Yes!
Because how else will Batman remember that?
Well, alrighty. We hoped you're primed and ready for E3 just like we are, because, man, I'm already there. I'm already there. Just, cannot wait.
So much E3. So what are we doing? So we're gonna be... It starts on Sunday, right? Is when the... Who's available on Sunday? Are we doing Sundays? What's the Sunday one? Is it... it's Bethesda. That's right. Yeah, usually we do... Yeah, I think usually we do Monday, right?
We usually do the good ones.
Just do the Microsoft, EA, Ubisoft, and then Sony. And then Microsoft, we do a Tuesday one with Nintendo. Or I guess we haven't done that in a while. So we just do the Monday.
No, we did Nintendo before, because they had the Direct. Whenever they do the Directs, they usually do, like, the impressions for the Directs.
Oh. Okay. So, Monday and Tuesday next week, we have numerous impression episodes. Generally, they come a little bit after the press conferences. And then we do the regular podcast on Wednesday, where sometimes I'm really tired by then.
He's, like, twitching on the floor and drooling on his mouth. He's like,
yeah, pretty much.
And then E3 coma.
But yeah, we come together and talk about what we've been playing, if we've been able to play anything, and, any other stuff that we saw that wasn't part of the press conferences that seemed really awesome.
I just don't feel like this E3 is going to be able to live up to last year. It's just like, it was so much.
E3 of dreams.
Cause like, it was just like, I mean, even Microsoft did a decent press conference. It was just like too much, man. It's too much to handle. I was like, this gear can't be topped, and now I can never do E3 again. Cause this is just how it goes. You guys ruined it. Thanks a lot. But it should be fun.
Yep.
Still waiting on that Armored Core game, though. From Software. Stop making Souls games. I need my giant mech game.
VR Armored Core.
Ew, no, I can't. No. No. Oh. Especially
I had a more tame wish announcement that Polyphony Digital would make the C-Spec mode that they've been talking about for VR. So it's the real driving simulator without the racing part. It's just like driving around streets, following traffic signals and all that. I'd play that.
It's like my issue with the VR Armored Core is like the mechs can fly, and you guys know I don't like heights and stuff, so it's like that would not be a fun time for me. That would not be a fun time for me at all. So I'd be like, nah, don't do it. Don't do it, guys.
It would be pretty cool. Because From Software, I mean, they did talk about Dark Souls 3 being the last one and sort of wanting to do other stuff.
Well, maybe they effing should.
Did they make Chrome Hound? Chrome Hound?
That was Sega.
Do you remember that game? That was Sega. No,
I'm not completely sure what From Software is made outside of Armored Core and Souls games now, so I only know them as that now. I only know them as that. They've lost their identity beyond it. It's like, sorry guys, you only made these games for so long, so now this is all I know.
Anyways, stay tuned. Aimlesspodcast.com. We will have, I think the podcast will come out slower there, because it's going to be a very busy few days. So subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is probably where stuff is going to be the fastest. Especially we can do it, you can listen to it live, because we'll be doing that. And then, yeah, follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Twitch and all those things.
Everywhere.
Less active. I think YouTube is going to be the most important next week.
And when all else fails, just look us up on Google, because...
Google
us! Yep. Google Aimless Podcasts.
Anything to say before we start off RPG?
Now I'm pretty content.
Okay. Well, E3, best time of the year. Cannot wait. Almost here. And until then, and while gushing all over all the awesomeness, or until you see your friends again, this is Aimless Battle Z, and we're now signing off.